Good morning, West Liberty. Today, I am here with Todd Ullum, the West Liberty play-by-play announcer for many of the sports events here. I'm Caitlin, coming to you today with some questions. How you doing, Todd?
Not too bad. Caitlin, I'm glad to see that you're, most of the time when you work with us on the TV crew, you're behind the scenes. Now you're on air. I like, you got a good speaking voice. Don't be afraid to do this. I want to see you do a little bit more.
Everyone says I have a good voice.
Well, listen to him. It's a compliment. It's a good thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we're just going to jump right into some questions. We're going to talk about the television production crew here at West Liberty. I am a member of it, and I think it's very fun. Students get to learn how to work the cameras, operate different equipment, and also do play-by-play like what Todd Ullum does. So first question, Todd, when was the television production crew formed?
It was formed, from what I understand, I was not here then, 2006 was the beginning of it. This was when Teresa Gretchen came up here. Chris Lee had been doing the broadcast program for a very long time, since the mid to late 80s, I can't tell you exactly when, but Teresa Gretchen, who runs the student crew and pretty much built Channel 14, which is now Topper Station, that started in about 2006 when she got a small group of kids. But the broadcast program has been here for quite a while with Chris Lee, a lot of graduates that's much older than I am, much older than you. I'm much older than you, so guys that graduated late 80s, early 90s from West Liberty, and now they've gone on to be cameramen and other things in that nature in the broadcast field up in Pittsburgh and some big-time places, and they've made a career out of it. And a lot of it, for a while, when I was a student, a lot of kids immediately went to a Channel 7 or Channel 9 locally, and they would call Teresa before these kids even graduated, saying, hey, we have open spots for this. We need people. Mm-hmm. Who do you have? And it was pretty much a guaranteed job as soon as you graduated, if that's something you wanted to go into. Some kids didn't, and they had opportunities elsewhere. We've had kids go out to L.A. and do things with TV shows, not necessarily news. And the kids that I went to school with, so it's pretty cool that you know these people and the things that they've gone on to do. So it's very broad. There's a lot of different things you can do, like radio if you wanted to, absolutely. Now it's podcasts and internet radio and those kind of things, all kind of TV, on air, off air, behind the scenes, all kinds of stuff you can learn up here at West Liberty that really helps you out.
Really? So there's always a route to go on when you're in this this television production crew. It never seems to stop.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Ooh, I'm excited. So hopefully, I have a route to go on after I graduate. Next question. When you were a student here, how did you become interested in the television production crew?
Oh, that's kind of a funny story. Out of high school, I immediately went to WVU. I don't think I applied anywhere else. I was accepted early to WVU. It's the only place I wanted to go. Went there, had the typical Morgantown experience. I stayed there for about 4.5 years. Did not graduate, but I had my fun. Let's put it that way. I had fun, did not work too hard at all. There were semesters here and there that I'm like, okay, I've been slacking a lot. I really need to get back at this. And then I could get good grades again. And I'm going to take a break. And I would take the next semester off. I'm like, come on now, I can't keep doing this. So I had to get away from there. It wasn't doing me any favors. Came back home after WVU. Had a couple years where I just worked, didn't go to school or anything, figuring out what I wanted to do with my life. And a lot of people tell me, go back to school, all this stuff. So I did. I signed up for classes the Friday before school started on Monday in the summer. And I just went with the communication major because that's what I was at WVU. I was expecting it to be everything. I did no research. I didn't pay attention at all. I just signed up because people told me to. And I'm like, I need to go back. And come to find out, half, at least at that time, half of it was the type of classes that I took at WVU, like the McCullough classes, the comm theory, nonverbal, all those kind of things, which was fun to me. I kind of like that. You kind of learn how to read people. It's kind of psychology. Then I found out the other half was TV and broadcast. And at that point in time, I was a person that I don't even want you to take my picture. Facebook was relatively new. When I was at WVU, it was brand new. And I didn't want to make a page. Don't take my picture. Don't post it on there. Leave me alone. And then I realized with these other students that were much younger than me that had been doing TV stuff since high school, they were very good at it, and I needed their help. But when they come to take the classes that I knew about, the calm theory, the nonverbal, and all those types of classes, they had no idea. So it was very good, hey, you help me with this, I'll help you with that. And so I got to learn from them. I was still very much a don't take my picture, I don't really want to be on camera. Then Jock Talk was formed. And they asked me if I would be on that. And all right, I auditioned to be on that. It worked out. I'm like, I kind of enjoy this. I know I'm on camera, but I'm talking about something that I am passionate about, that I enjoy. And I learned pretty quick, maybe I can do this. And it went from being on Jock Talk for a few episodes to just being a full-time on there, and then getting some opportunities for GLZ to not only just radio classes, but I kind of, the last year that I was a student, took over broadcasting, doing play-by-play for every single home football game and every single home women's and men's basketball game. So though I kind of run the crew now with the students for TV, here's a fun trivia question for you, or at least an answer. I was never on the student TV crew when I was a student here at West Liberty. Never.
That's funny. Wow. From that story, you would think you just I can't even explain it right now. Just all on the crew and technically never really a part of it.
Yeah. It's all because I wanted to do play-by-play, and this was the opportunity I got to do. It was at GLZ, so I did. I did some high school football stuff for local radio stations around here as well, but it was mainly most of my experience came from getting to call games on GLZ, and that turned into getting to call games eventually on TV as a quote-unquote professional for the TV station. It kind of just turned into that. After I graduated, I immediately got hired on part-time to do producing, to produce for all the football, basketball games. So I was very familiar. That was kind of my time to be on the student crew, even though I wasn't a student any longer. So I got to learn a good bit when I produced and just got to sit in the truck and kind of take it all in and watch that mistakes were made before I got on air. So I got to learn those without having to make the mistakes myself, and that's what helped the most for me. I got to go do my high school football stuff that nobody listened to on a local radio, but once I got that opportunity to be on air here, I didn't need to worry about too many mistakes because I'd watched other people make them already.
Compared to how I became a member of the crew, mine is pretty boring. All I did was just take a tour. And now Jarrett Thompson, one of the professors here, he said, hey, here's the television production crew. I think you'd be really interested. Talk to Teresa Gretchen. I said, okay. Came here after a summer break and said, I'm going to be part of the crew. Had fun. And I am a member. And I think I contribute a lot.
Yes.
I do want to use my voice a little bit more. It's just like play-by-play and me just paying attention all the time, because like, you have to be so into the game, yep. Make comments here and there, but watch the action at the same time. I feel like I get lost in the action and forget to say words. It's something I would love to practice, though. I'm probably going to watch you do it a lot more. Maybe Isaac, too. Isaac's another member as well. After this break, we're going to take a short song break here. And we're going to come back with more questions with Todd Ullum. Hello, welcome back, West Liberty. I am speaking to Todd Ullum, the play-by-play announcer for West Liberty Sporting Events. We've been talking about the formation of the television production crew and how Todd and Todd's experience in said group. When you're preparing for a game, what are some of the steps that you go through?
Well, for me, I mean, when you were growing up in school, they always kind of told you, write things down, or some people tell you, write things down three times, and that really helps you remember stuff. I've got to make graphics for these games. So everything that you see on air in terms of graphics, I make all of that stuff, and video, all that stuff, editing. When I'm making, especially learning names for other teams, if they're from West Liberty, you play for West Liberty for years, I'm going to remember your name. That's not the tough part. The tough part is the other teams coming in every single week, especially nowadays when it's football and basketball at the same time. There's a lot of new names to learn throughout, especially for football. There's at least 22 new names. And going through making those graphics a few different times, having to read things over, that really helps. And it's kind of like school and those study skills. You see it so many times, you're going to remember at least at some point for a little bit. Even though as soon as the game is over, those names go out the window and I forget them all, I at least remembered them while I was on air and for the coaches' shows. So that's part of it, just making those graphics and having an understanding. I was never the greatest athlete ever, but I played sports and paid attention. It was a big deal to me growing up. So you learn these kind of things, and I'm sure you were the same way growing up with certain sports and whatnot. It's it's just kind of ingrained. You've enjoyed it since you were a child, so it's just second nature now. You don't really think about it too much. You just talk about it. And that's kind of what it is for me. I work with the students, obviously, Isaac and Cub that are on air, and make sure they know certain things about this, that, or the other, or pronunciations. Even some of them, don't worry about saying their name. I'll say it. Just say, number 42 out there is doing pretty well. 42 is a good player. That's fine if they're afraid to say a name. But the preparation, it's kind of the fun part as well. I mean, the game is the best part, but the preparation. And you hope for certain things. I'm not a coach, or I don't coach the teams, but I'm thinking, okay, I've watched a couple of these guys play, and I'm hoping we're able to do this kind of thing to them, or hope to do that. And if it turns out that way in my head, I'm thinking, all right, I should have said that on air, because then I'd look like a genius and maybe get a coaching job somewhere, but that's not going to happen. That's another reason I'm in the booth. I had a high school coach that would tell me, if that guy commentating the game knew so much, he'd still be coaching. That's why I'm in the booth. I think I know what I'm talking about, but I don't really. So that's why I just talk about it on TV instead of coaching or anything like that. But there still is preparation to it. Not quite like a coach, but it's still fun to get into those kind of discussions with people.
All right. You said that you were part of another segment called Jock Talk. Explain the process for that.
Well, Jock Talk was started by all students, Brittany Lindgren and John Renforth. John's now at Channel 7. Brittany's in Pittsburgh, I believe, last I heard. I'm not really sure where she's at nowadays. But Brittany was a very good producer. She was a very no-nonsense, let's get this stuff done, but at the same time, let's have fun, but very hardworking about it. I think we have a few people like that on the crew now, which is good. But she was only there for a semester after it was started, and she graduated. Then John, the other person that started it with her, he was there for two semesters and graduated. So we kind of took it over, and it's been going on for almost a decade. And that's kind of crazy to me. I don't think we expected it to be
really the
longest-running student, strictly student-produced and run show. I mean, I don't have anything to do with Jock Talk. Now, I haven't had anything to do with Jock Talk since I graduated. Every once in a while, they ask me to help them out with this, then maybe just posting it somewhere or making sure if they have a mistake with something. I don't know. It's not very often. And every once in a while, they'll ask me to be a guest to talk about hockey or something that I enjoy. But that's about it. It's completely student-run, and anybody that watches that show, you got to be proud of these kids to do that, because it's not easy to do that on your own with no real help, and they do it. You do it. You help direct for that show, and it amazes me, because there's no way I could do that when I was a student. No way.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I picked it up. Last year, I was with Corey Nollinger. I think that was his last name. Yeah. And he pretty much showed me the ropes. It took a few times of screwing up half the production, but
that's the point. That's the whole point.
Making mistakes helps you learn after pressing a bunch of buttons. Yeah. Kelsey and I, Kelsey is another member of the crew. She helped me out as well. We were both kind of learning at the same time. Now this year we're headstrong, the leaders, the directors. Lauren's the producer. Lauren's also another member.
Very headstrong as well.
Yeah, very headstrong.
She might get mad at me for saying that, but that's all right. I can take it.
But I'm so glad she has patience, because the first show that Kelsey and I directed, it was a mess. I will tell you that. It was quite a mess. But after doing show after show after show, now we're like, all right, guys, let's get going. Mm-hmm. Now we finished Jock Talk in less than half an hour.
Right.
So I'm pretty glad. You said you had some old WVU stories. Let's hear some of that.
Ooh, WVU stories. There's some that I probably cannot tell on air, and I'm going to leave those to private conversations and not on air. But, you know, it was just funny to me how, like I told you before, in terms of being on TV and getting your picture taken, being on camera and talking for a bunch of people, it's kind of crazy to me that the broadcast program was here, but the the TV crew, broadcasting sports, that kind of stuff did not exist yet when I graduated high school. And even if I had come to West Liberty then, I would have been able to do the broadcast program, but no live sports, nothing like that yet. And it would have started maybe right when I was graduating. So that would have been tough to accept for myself. And it's just weird how things worked out, where I went down and screwed up at WVU. But then when I came back home and came to West Liberty, now all of a sudden this live TV and this live sports broadcasts were available. And all of the opportunities that I got were because I screwed up at WVU. And that's kind of insane to me that I feel like it was supposed to be like that somehow, some way, that maybe not screw up the ways that I did, but to be at West Liberty at that time, it was where I was supposed to be. And it was just kind of crazy to think about all of those things and how it all worked out. And I just really can't, it's still hard to fathom that. It really is that I stayed here pretty much as soon as I graduated from West Liberty and got a job and went right into the field, and it just all lined up for me. It was kind of weird, and I still have a tough time explaining. As you can tell, as I'm stuttering over my words, I'm supposed to be somebody that speaks on air a lot. It's tough for me to explain how it just fell into place after I had screwed up. Like, that's not supposed to happen like that. And I got lucky. That's basically what it is. I got lucky and found a niche that I enjoyed, and it worked out. And here I am now being interviewed. And it's crazy.
Yeah, I can totally understand. My dad kind of had like a similar story where freshman year of college, he said a blur. Mm-hmm. Then, all right, let me get myself together. Then he got into communications. I think his sophomore year, because before he was doing music major things, he didn't like that. He's like, all right, I'm going to go hold this camera now. see what I can do. He loved it. He enjoyed it. The radio was his thing. I think that's why I'm pretty decent at it. And both my parents actually were broadcasting majors at Central State University.
Nice.
Down in Dayton, Ohio. And I think that's why I kind of have like a passion for this, for this field, because they just told me all their stories. I was always interested in technical stuff, especially a camera. I always wanted to be behind the scenes. I'm the person who likes to touch buttons and tell people what to do. I'm like, I can do that. Like, if I can tell you what to do and I know what I'm doing, we're good. We're friends.
Well, everybody wants to tell somebody else what to do. That's just human nature. You do this. Everybody wants to be the boss. I love that.
I have one more question. I slipped my mind at the beginning, but what was your interest in, I guess, the communications field? What kind of drove you to go that route?
Well, the comm major at WVU, I switched my major. I don't know how many times at WVU. It was bad. The last one I went with was comm communications because my sister graduated with a communications degree from WVU. I'm thinking to myself, if she could do it, I could do it. So that's why I did it at WVU, came up here. And the same reason, I just thought, I did it at WVU, I'll do it here too. The TV stuff, once I got into the broadcasting sports, a lot of it was because growing up, I watched sports all the time. For me, it was the Pittsburgh Penguins. It was right when they started getting good for the first time ever. Mario Lemieux was maybe 5-6 years into the league, and he was still a youngish player, younger than Crosby right now. And watching them win Stanley Cups and listening to their guy that broadcast the games was Mike Lang. And I didn't know at the time. He would eventually become a Hall of Famer, an all-time great. I had no idea. As a kid, I thought he was just a guy that called the Penguin games. I didn't know he was that great of a broadcaster until I got older. And just kind of watching that and taking it to heart and knowing as soon as I turned that game on, listening to the tone of his voice, I could tell right away whether we were winning or losing and where we were at. The emotion that he brought out of the fans watching the game, that's what I enjoyed the most about announcers. Some guys that I listen to, I don't like because it feels like they're just, oh, pay attention to me. And I'm the guy calling this game like people turn the game on to listen to them talk. Like, no. I'm fully aware, especially here at West Liberty for men's basketball and how great they've been. It could be anybody talking during the game. They're just there to watch the men's basketball team play. They could care less who the person is talking, but if you can evoke that emotion from people, that's what gets you noticed. And that's what I enjoy about it, is try to get emotion out of people through the game and what's happening.
All right. Thank you, Todd, for coming out today and speaking with me about the television production crew. Yeah, it's an early morning, and you and I can totally attest to that. I'm very tired, but I'm happy to be here and be on air. So be sure to catch Todd's voice on Topper Station. We got, I think there's a basketball game this weekend.
We've got football coming up on Saturday, the last game of the season. It's a home game against Charleston here at West Family Stadium. You can watch it on topperstation.com, Comcast Channel 14. Then after that, we will have women's and men's basketball November 20th on Wednesday. Women start at 5:30. Men are after that, right around 7:30 or so. But that'll be the men's home opener on Wednesday the 20th against Salem. Show up to see that. They also take on Damon on Saturday up in New York. So it'll be the same day that the football game is on, but the next time the women play will be Wednesday as well at 5:30. So you can check those games out on topperstation.com. And hopefully one of these days, Caitlin will say, hey, can I do some sideline reporting? And we'll see if she gets on air.
Yep. One
put her
day,
on the spot.
Put me on the spot. I don't know about that. I got to be prepared first. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Todd and I have a great, very great conversation about the television production crew and play-by-play West Liberty sporting events. This has been WGL's.